Chapter 2. The Legend of King Solomon's Mines. After dinner, we took our cigars and brandy and went to Sir Henry's cabin. I told Sir Henry and Captain Good about the legend of King Solomon's Mines. Many years ago, an old elephant hunter found an ancient city in Suleiman's Mountains. He believed it was the city of Ophir. The Bible says King Solomon had his diamond mines in Ophir, I said.
I understand, said Good. Suleiman and Solomon are the same name.
Yes, I continued. Later, an old woman in Attal told me the same story. She said the people in that country are called the Kukuanas. They are tall and strong and they speak an old Zulu language. They have very powerful wizards and witches. They also have the bright, shiny stones that we call diamonds. I didn't believe her story at the time. Years later, in a village called Sitanda's Kraal, which is on the edge of the desert, I met a Portuguese man called Victor Silvestre. He told me the same story. 300 years ago, his ancestor, Dom José da Silvestre, found the diamond mines. Victor Silvestre had an old map, which his ancestor drew on a piece of leather. Victor Silvestre planned to cross the desert and Suleiman's Mountains to find the diamond mines.
I'll be a rich man the next time we meet, Silvestre told me, and started to cross the desert.
A week later, Victor Silvestre returned from the desert to Sitanda's Kraal. He was very ill, almost dead. He looked like a skeleton, not a man. I gave him milk with water and tried to save him, but he was too weak.
Thank you for your help, but I know I'm dying, Silvestre said. Take this map and read the message. Perhaps you'll find the diamonds. You'll be a rich man.
Then he died. This is the message he gave me, I said, and showed Sir Henry and Captain Good an old piece of leather that I had in my notebook.
My name is Dom José da Silvestre. The year is 1590. I'm in a little cave on the north side of Sheba's Mountain. I am dying. I'm writing on a piece of leather. My pen is a small piece of bone, and I'm using my blood as ink. I hope my king will bring an army to fight the Kukuanas. They took the large diamond I brought out of the mines. The mines will make our king richer than King Solomon. My servant will bring this map to my family. Follow the map and climb Sheba's Mountain. On the north side is Solomon's Road. The road goes to King Solomon's diamond mines. Kill the witch Gagool. She is evil, and she tried to kill me in the mines. Farewell. Dom José da Silvestre. You know about the mines because you have Dom José da Silvestre's message and his map, said Sir Henry. But how did my brother know where to look?
An old native woman from a village near the desert told him how to cross the desert to Suleiman's Mountains, I answered. I also drew a copy of my map for his hunter, Jim.
Mr. Quatermain, will you help me look for my brother? Asked Sir Henry. I'm a rich man and I'll pay you a lot of money for your help.
I'll think about it, I said. It's a very long and dangerous journey. I'll give you my answer before the end of our voyage. That night, I dreamed about poor Dom José da Silvestre and the diamonds.